flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. We'll have Patriots guests later on this hour. Jerod Mayo's defensive coordinator, DeMarcus Covington, and Dietrich Wise as we discuss Patriots and Bills on Sunday. Could be ugly up in Buffalo. He's not concerned about the mixed messaging. Not concerned about that. That's probably part of your problem there, Jerod. You're not concerned about it? That should be an issue.
No, he's not. But then he spins it as like just the guys that are in the locker room. And so I would still question, like, all right, well, how do they feel about it? Like, I can't imagine they loved the, you know, their soft comment, but then they did come out and actually, you know, win the next week. So maybe that wasn't, maybe it was blown out of proportion. Alex Van Pelt was saying all the right things when he spoke most recently. He's very professional when he does that, but you know, I'm talking about his relationship with Jerod is very good, but at like a personal level, there's no way he was thrilled with him getting blamed for how the game played out. So I don't know. I mean, I think these guys are definitely kind of playing out the string at this point. I don't know if they're necessarily playing hard for Jerod Mayo, if it's just more personal pride to finish strong and put yourself in a position to be on a team next year, whether it's the Patriots or somewhere else.
Well, and I think they were playing hard. You could say they were prior to last game. Coming out of the bye week, they feel like they came back. Not,
how many more of these?
Not as invested. And I don't know, like, you are a professional, but you're also a human being. It's Buffalo. It's on the road. It's a meaningless game in terms of the standings. Like, some guys might be playing for their futures and incentives and bonuses in their contract, but it's a meaningless game when it comes to your place in the league this season. You're 2-touchdown underdogs. Your coach may or may not be back. What's the real reason to invest? So you are a professional, but you're also a human. And at the end of the day, I can see a lot of players going. It's 2 games left of this after this week.
Not a lot of Don Beebe's, you don't think?
Not a lot of Don Beebe's running down Leon Lett at the end of a blowout, Keith. That's a good way of putting it.
Maybe not.
So Diana Rossini last week said Robert Kraft is telling people that Jerod Mayo's going to be back. He deserves a second chance. We knew it was going to be a disaster, blah, 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 blah. And in fairness to her, she wasn't the only one. Josina Anderson had a similar report on Saturday or Sunday of last weekend. Well, Diana Rossini is walking that back today.
Oh, yeah?
She is.
All it took was one loss.
She said,
loss to the Cardinals.
Should we play it? I forgot we had the audio. Let's hear what Diana Rossini said.
I believe that Jerod Mayo needs to put out a really good coaching performance to wrap up the season.
Do they not need to get blown out? Do they need to play him close? Like,
I don't think they're looking at this like the season doesn't matter. I think they want to see that he can do it. But a lot of owners are hesitant to making moves unless they feel like they've got a better option. So you have to wonder if Kraft thinks that there's someone out there that could maybe possibly come in that could be better.
Okay. All right, so what does a good Jerod Mayo coaching performance look like?
Against Buffalo?
Yeah, on Sunday. Well, what does it look like in general? Have we seen any? Chicago.
I think Chicago.
They pants Chicago.
That legitimately looked like a good coaching performance. Okay. I would give them credit for that. They won on defense. Yeah. They had the Longhorn package, which he came in the next day and credited them for.
Yep.
Caleb Williams looked confused.
They fired their offensive coordinator right after that.
Bingo. So that's one. Is Cincinnati one?
Probably.
I also say probably. They probably started the wrong quarterback in that game.
They did, but for who was on the field, that was probably, which was funny because he was like, we can't win a lot of games this way. It's like, well, the only way you really did.
Right.
Like maybe should have leaned on that a little bit more. But yeah, no, that was one where you looked at it and you're like, hey, this team tackles. This team makes the plays that are there. They don't turn over. Yeah, yeah. So that was, so 2 out of 14. And you're playing.
Mayo coached so well after week one. Jones had him like 10-1.
That's true.
Jones was high
on the squad.
I had him ripping off wins. Yeah.
And now they are facing the best opponent they've faced all year on the road.
And two touchdown favorites.
Yep. And he needs to have a good performance. So to me, it's more, you know, how many real questionable decisions are there? And part of it is if it ends up being a blowout and you're just losing to a more talented team and the MVP of the league. All right, like, how many things are we really questioning on Monday? And then also, if he goes and has, like, a whatever press conference, like a rare, like, doesn't stick his foot in his mouth press conference.
That's a great one.
All right, they got smoked, but he doesn't have to say anything on Monday to correct what he said on Sunday.
He didn't fan the flames.
He didn't do that. And they lost, but they just lost because they're the worst team. They didn't lose because he's doing, like, a zero blitz on Allen or, like, they didn't do it. Like, they just lost to the better team. Then I wouldn't call that a good coaching day. It's just not a bad one.
Okay, so Diana Rossini, let's open it up to the phone. 617-779-7937. Diana Rossini says, I think Jerod Mayo has to put out a really good coaching performance to wrap up the season. And that's not just the Buffalo game, but let's start with the Buffalo game. Yep. What is that on Sunday? I think he's right. They got to cover, I think. You know, if they lose.
The last text in says, if you cover, then you're fine.
Well, I disagree with that. If you cover, you're safe. No. You need to do more than just that. I think you got to keep it within two scores. I think it can't be a penalty fest where they're taking a million undisciplined penalties where it looks like you haven't coached all week.
Yeah, right.
And you need to do what you said, Keith. You need to keep it buttoned up after the game. You need to not fan the flames after the game. No throwing coaches under the bus.
Yeah.
No saying questionable things. No, you said it, I didn't. Nothing you have to walk back with Greg or whoever's in on Monday morning, Wiggy and the woman again.
Yep.
No having to walk it back in that interview. I would say those three things. You got to keep it within two scores. You got to look somewhat buttoned up on the field. I said this last week against Arizona. Don't turn it over a ton. Don't look undisciplined. Not a million penalties. And Mayo needs to not screw up. That should be so easy for most coaches. I mean, so easy. And I don't know that I trust him to check any of those boxes.
So the turnover one, I kind of don't put on Mayo. Just like, you know, if it's like a Kayshon Booty handed to the other team,
not only
is it not on Mayo, like,
you know
it's
what
not
I mean.
On Mayo. I know. Like, just how you look. You how dysfunctional are you?
You can't lose in a sloppy way.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe individual turnovers I'd look at and go, that's not Mayo's fault. This one is Mayo. Are you disciplined? Are you playing sloppy? If they're playing sloppy, that's a reflection of him.
So sloppy, I'm with you. Like, if it's, you know, 12 men in the huddle, if it's delay a game, if it's jumping off sides nonstop, if it's just a lack of discipline, then I'm with you. If they have far and away more penalties, because that's what, you know, if you're trying to pull off an upset or even just cover a big spread and you have way more penalty yards than the other team, like, no chance. Like, now you're not giving yourself any chance. So I would look at that. I also, when the game is close, because Jones, you know what? It's going to start out 0-0.
It is going to start close.
So in those early possessions, is there anything that we're thinking, you know, what are you doing? And one to me might be the Bills have scored 90 points the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Mayo last week went for it on a couple of fourth downs. But for one example, let's say the Patriots start with the ball. They actually pick up a couple first downs. They have the ball around, you know, the 40-yard line or so. Or the 50. And it's fourth and one. If you punt and you're like, hey, like, we don't want to give him the ball here, like, field position.
Stop Josh Allen.
You're not going to stop Josh Allen.
Right.
He could be on his own one. He could be on your one. He could be on the 50. Now, if it's fourth and 15, like, all right, I'm not a lunatic either. Like, you are going to have to punt at times. But that's an example where, because we used to always make fun of teams that would come into New England and have, like, a decent drive and then punt. And you're like, you're not going to beat Brady with punts and field goals.
I mean, right. Even I was just going to say, even settling for a field goal, it's like, hey, it's fourth and two. Maybe go for that one.
So that'll be one that we'll call him out on, and we'll see. Because I can't imagine this is a game where it comes down to, should they go for two in the win or force overtime? I can't imagine it's going to be that close. But early in the game, a couple of possessions in, how are you? Are you still playing scared against a team that scores every time they have the ball?
Is there an embarrassing point total? Like, to me,
50.
That's the number. And I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Of course it's not.
If they drop 50, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing because they just scored 48 against Detroit in Detroit.
Right.
And they're like a Super Bowl favorite / contender.
And they scored 42 the week prior and 35 before that.
They scored 47. So they beat Jacksonville back on week 3, 47-10.
Yep.
That's like a lopsided blowout.
I went against Josh Allen in fantasy that week.
He had a good game that week.
Yeah.
He actually has had a good game pretty much every week.
So that to me, like, they're scoring 30. Get that out of your head. You're not holding them below 30. I feel pretty good about them getting into the 40s. And even that wouldn't be singularly offensive. Like,
but
Detroit just gave up 40.
Too,
the Rams just gave up 40. You, right.
Like, 47-10 is a gross
Bingo.
NFL
Bingo.
Score. You need to put some points on the board.
Even like 35-3. Like, you can't, like, right. So you can't get blown out by five scores. But if it's 42-30, I'd go, okay, like, there might be something there. If the Bills get to 50 points.
No. That's one that.
That
is.
Feels like the number. And I don't think that's out of play. I'd also say Josh Allen the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Has really gone nuclear.
Yes.
He had 6 touchdowns combined. Ran for 3, threw for 3 against the Rams. He had 4 touchdowns combined against Detroit. Can you keep Allen by himself to like 3? Can you do that?
Yeah, that'd be a win.
Yeah.
I mean, the way it's gone. Oh, somebody pointed out
to us. Can you keep Allen to like 2 passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown? Like, can you not let him get 5 touchdowns and, like, cement his MVP on your head? Can you do that?
Well, and if you look at the Buffalo breakdown, they have the second highest scoring offense in the league. But they're 12th as far as points allowed. And I know some of that has been the last 2 weeks where they've been in those shootouts. But still, it's not a world-beating defense. So, like, when we're saying, hey, can Drake May score points to keep it respectable? Like, can Drake May, like, getting to 20 points for the Patriots, which certainly hasn't been easy each and every week. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Like, I don't think you look at the Bills and you're like, man, they got all these guys that are going to, you know, they don't have Bruce Smith on this defense. So maybe you can score some points. You can move the ball. They've given up a ton of yards, actually, this year, Bills defense has.
So the Patriots should score in the 20s, right?
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah. Because, well, part of it, in my thinking, is the Bills probably won't need a lot of time to score, so they're going to move down the field, and then the Patriots will have a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, and the Bill, it might be some of what we saw last week against the Cardinals, where the Bills are just up big late, and they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
God, we'll give you throws over
the
middle of the field.
Maybe Drake May runs one in.
Yeah, maybe. So, I don't know. I wonder if they don't get to 20, or if it really is like a 35-3 type of game.
Yeah, that's tough.
Mayo's going to survive the year. I don't think they'd fire Mayo in season, right?
I don't think they're ever. No. They're not going to fire him in season.
What about Van Pelt?
No. It's too late. Are you going to fire him for one game?
Okay,
or for 2 games?
Well, I don't know. His coach threw him under the bus, and the owners are complaining about him on national TV. So would it be a good idea? No.
So
if they really did nothing against Buffalo, in a game where we're both saying you need to get into a shootout, you need to be able to score, they should score in the 20s. That doesn't mean you win the game, but you should score in the 20s. I mean, could I see them firing Van Pelt before the year's out? Yeah.
So here's my read on it. If they're going to,
and again, I wouldn't agree with that, but I could see it.
If they fire Van Pelt in season, then I think Jerod Mayo needs to be really, really worried. If they don't,
that's
I feel like
point.
They save it for the offseason.
That's a good point.
And then they show the fans, see, Van Pelt's at fault. He's gone.
Yeah.
Mayo
stays. If you lose your.
You can't
your,
do it now.
Your then, human shield.
Right. Because then you're like, what's your offseason move? He's like, well, we fired Van Pelt. It's like, yeah, week 14 or 15. Like,
right.
What are you talking about? I think you need to save it. And then, yeah, you don't want to use your scapeout too early, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's like what the Bruins did with Monty this year. They're like, crap, we already played that trump
now
card.
Now what do we do? And now it's back to the coaching interviews again. So, but you could, if they're that impatient, then like a complete overhaul would be in play. Because that wouldn't be enough for the fan base. But we got rid of the coordinators in season. It's like, okay, you won 3 games.
Yeah, and then
you're
keeping
the head coach.
Lost the next 2 weeks, and they looked even worse.
Yeah.
Text line 617-779-7937. I think May is going to go off. He wants to prove he's better than Josh Allen. Look, we're big Drake May supporters on this show. He's not.
We got to draw the line somewhere.
I think he could. He's not better than Josh Allen, definitively. I think there's a chance he has. He needs to score in the 20s. They need to score in the 20s. He could have his best game this weekend. I don't rule that out.
The over-under for the game.
And they still lose by two or three touchdowns. No. But he could have his best game this weekend.
So the over-under for the game, and somebody was saying, should we hammer the over? I would say yes. It's 46.5.
Yeah, that's
outside
not,
chance the Bills get it.
That's not
is
super.
It just for the Bills?
No.
Right, we just said the Bills could get it on there. It could be 50-0 and the Bills could get it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think the over is for sure in play.
Last I checked, there's no weather. It's cold.
Cold.
But there's no precipitation or anything.
15, 16 degrees.
Yeah, chilly.
That's cold.
Yeah, so that honestly, that's my bigger fear for Drake May in this game. How does he play
in the cold?
How cold he is? Well, just how does he
play in it?
Maybe
his fingies might be a little cold.
He has tiny hands, Keith.
Yeah. Do you do the hand warmer? Some say the hand warmer makes it worse.
Yeah, he's got to throw sleeves on, he said, going into this game.
Sleeves
so
and
that,
like a little pouch.
That's more my concern. Less about the Bills. The Bills defense doesn't scare me. I don't think it's a scary defense. You just said where they are in terms of scoring against in the league, and it is skewed the last couple of weeks. But how does he play outdoors is one of the things I'd consider going in. But I'd expect him to put up numbers in this game. He should.
What's your guess for Drake May on the sidelines? I think it's interesting to watch some of these quarterbacks. Brady would wear like scuba gear, and it actually worked for him. But then you'd see some quarterbacks sometimes, they come in, they have the giant jacket on, and they're sitting on the bench like sad, scared, too cold. They have like a winter hat on, and they have like
That's a good point.
And I'm sure there are examples of guys doing that in playing
well. I don't
want
that image.
No, isn't that bad?
Yeah. Does Tom Brady also do that? There's a famous picture of him with like the jacket that people were editing.
Oh, that was so big that they kept making it bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, I guess that's true. My point, I'm sure there are examples of guys doing well.
He hasn't even played in long sleeves yet. He made a point of saying that this week. I guess I have to fact check him, but like he's like, I might have to wear long sleeves for the first time against Buffalo.
Or you say, screw it. I'm the big hoss of the week on the Jones and Keefe show. I'm not going to wear sleeves.
Yeah.
I'll wear the jacket on the sidelines. I don't want to get frostbite, but I'll go out there no sleeves, just like an animal.
He was the second winner of the Hoss of the Week.
Yeah, Garrett Crochet won the inaugural Hoss of the Week.
Garrett Crochet, much like was it Al who was going into our Ring of Fame first for the Joe Mazzulla game?
Yep.
The first Hoss of the Week was Garrett Crochet.
Drake May, big guy.
He's probably going to win it more than once.
Drake May?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see what he does. If they let him run.
I would imagine he will. But yeah, are there any scary visuals about Drake May, or does he just play poorly in the cold? I would say that's a subplot to this game.
Yeah.
But how do they save Jerod Mayo's job? Diana Russini again, and I want to get the wording right here. Diana Russini says that Jerod Mayo needs a really good coaching performance to wrap up the year. So that starts with this game in Buffalo this
weekend. Right.
What does that look like? Can he do it? I said you got to keep it within two scores. You can't be sloppy in terms of penalties and turnovers and things like that. And as Keith said, don't screw it up at the podium after the game and have to walk it back on Monday on WEEI.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty low bar, honestly. I think it's,
out of those three, what's the one you feel best that he would check?
I think he's
covering?
No. I think he's has a better chance. He's due to, like, not stick his foot in his mouth
in
the press conference.
He can't help himself. No.
Yeah, but what's more likely, I think, that than
has he
keeping
ever done
it
that?
Close with the Bills.
Has he ever had a week where he hasn't walked something back? Like, in all seriousness, they have covered. They've won games. Has he ever had a week where he hasn't had to walk something back?
No.
I'm not sure he has.
But they haven't played a team this good, though. I don't think they're going to cover. Although 14 is a huge number.
It's a big number.
In the NFL.
Derek is in New Bedford. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to let you know, I think the Bills are going to put up 70 points this week,
Derek.
On you guys, okay?
So you're taking the over.
And Derek, you're saying our defense is not good? We have a great defense in Buffalo. We cause turnovers. It doesn't matter how many points you put up.
Oh,
we consistently cause turnovers.
Okay, so I didn't, Derek,
so we're going to put up 70.
Derek, you're a Bills fan?
I got to say one last thing.
Oh, yeah.
Go Bills, baby.
Okay, can I ask
I'm
you?
A Bills fan.
No, okay, can I ask
yes,
you?
Sir.
So we said earlier they are not going to win the Super Bowl this year. Will the Bills win the Super Bowl?
Will the Bills win the Super Bowl? I honestly feel like this is our year. I mean, like you said, Josh Allen is playing out of his mind.
Yeah, so he had to repeat the question back to me. That sounds like a not very confident Bills fan. He knew he was put on the spot.
No, yeah.
Will they win the Super Bowl this year?
This Super Bowl?
Honestly?
Which one?
I think he followed it with it, honestly.
Just confirming the question.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all.
Buying time.
Ton of confidence.
Hell
yeah.
In fairness?
How could you?
That tells me that is a real Bills fan, because how could you be confident in your team?
Like if you ask a Bills or a Lions fan this year, like, you guys win the Super Bowl? Like,
This one?
I want to jinx it.
You mean in my lifetime?
They're good.
Which we should have some sympathy for as Red Sox fans. Deep down in our black hearts, we should have some sympathy for
I honestly do. Like, I know the Bills are a division opponent and everything, but they just haven't won anything. And same with the Lions. At least the Bills have been more consistently in the playoffs recently. Like, if either one of those teams win, like, I don't know. I'm not going to be upset about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Bills fans are fired up that we said their defense isn't very good. They did give up 44 and 42 the last 2 weeks, but those are real offenses.
Yeah, but still, that's a ton of points in the NFL.
No, I'm just saying, this team is not a real offense.
They're 12th in points allowed and 23rd in yards allowed.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that offensive. I feel like we said, to my point about them not winning the Super Bowl, I feel like we said more offensive things to a Bills fan.
True.
617-779-7937. So again, three things for Mayo to save his job. Keep it close. One. Don't look sloppy on the field. Two. And don't walk anything back. Don't stick your foot in your mouth. Well, speaking of that, there is a very timely new holiday album out. We played it for you earlier in the program. If you missed the new Gerard Mayo holiday album with all the hits from
still
this
time
year,
to order.
There yep. is still time to order. You'll get a nice promotional item on top of it. Stay tuned for that. You'll hear it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celtics fell to the Bulls 117-108 last night at the TD Garden. Zach LaVine scored a game-high 36 points for Chicago. Tomorrow night is the second game of the home-and-home series. Seas Bulls tips off at 8 o'clock from the United Center. The Bruins dropped their final game of the West Coast road trip in a 3-2 overtime loss to the Oilers in Edmonton. Matthias Ekholm scored the winner for the Oilers a minute 4 into OT. The Bruins return home tomorrow night to host the Buffalo Sabres. Puck drop at the Garden is at 7 o'clock. On Thursday night football, the Los Angeles Chargers defeated the Denver Broncos 34-27. Patriots defensive tackle Christian Barmore is returning to the non-football illness list after experiencing some reoccurring symptoms from blood clots that caused him to miss the first 10 games of the season. Pats are back on the practice field today as preparations wind down for Sunday's game against the Bills in Buffalo. Kickoff from Highmark Stadium is at 4:25. According to Jeff Passan, left-handed pitcher Patrick Sandoval and the Boston Red Sox are in agreement on a two-year, $18.25 million contract, sources tell ESPN. And tonight, right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM, you can catch the call of the college football playoff round one matchup between Indiana and Notre Dame. Coverage will begin at 7:30. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Bring in the holidays with Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
One thing I learned from coaches and from Thunder.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of...
Ew.
36 Christmas wishes from your favorite Patriots head coach come together on two CDs to celebrate this joyous time of year.
All right,
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That's you said it, I didn't.
You gave it away this year to save me from tears. I'll give it to someone.
Thunder.
With your paid order of Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas, you receive a free baseball bat to carry around to meetings.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And cash. Yep. Ready to burn some cash.
Frost nipping at your nose.
A perfect gift for giving. To order Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas, call 1-800-GROSS-HC.
Look, once those guys cross the white lines, there's nothing I can do for them.
That we're going to win more than four games?
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record?
Right. Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, good. All right.
That's 1-800-GROSS-HC.
So that's available now. for stocking stuffers.
Just in time.
Gross HC. It's an aggressive phone number.
Yeah, that's tough. Tough luck.
Guaranteeing more than four wins. He's had that thrown back in his face a lot.
Still time. He doesn't even have to win out, and he can get more than four.
Yeah, just two out of three.
Two out of three, though. You do play the Bills twice.
It's a tough look when you go, yeah, put me on record, we're going to win more than last year, and then you don't even get to that number.
Tough.
That's a tough look. You'd think
that's the way it's headed right now.
You'd want to at least get to that number.
Not happening.
When you put out a guarantee.
Not happening.
One would think. But excellent work by Nick and Billy on Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas. You got a free baseball bat in there.
Not bad. It's swing that around a little bit.
Double CD, as we said,
which certainly
a lot of people could put to use. I think that's going to be hot on Spotify and all your Christmas parties this year.
Yep.
Good point by the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, you made a Christmas hits album at Mayo's press conferences and walkbacks. I'm not confident he can fix that.
When there's it's pretty much dug in at this point.
When there's enough to put on a 36-song double album, I don't think you're walking it back and fixing
the cutting room floor.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah. Definitely you could bring back volume 2 next year.
Yeah, no, it's not a good sign.
No. I wouldn't think so. Let's see. Greg is in Manchester. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, so I know we talk about the game a lot. I'm just wondering, so the Buffalo Bills, they're from Buffalo. And, like, their emblem is a buffalo, but, yeah. Isn't it supposed to be they're from Buffalo, and then they're, they're the Bills. Like, what is a Buffalo Bill? Like, I don't understand what that is. It's very confusing.
Well, Silence of the Lambs could clear that up.
I mean, great question.
It is a
good
question.
Sounds like a key.
Yeah.
It kind of does.
Is it a key?
It is teetering on a key. So, to answer his question... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
Start up a new one. According to Google AI, a bill is a proposal to create a new law or change an existing one. Bills can be used for all types of legislation, including public, private, general, and special laws.
Nice.
Here's some details about bills.
Oh, good.
Origin. Ideas for bills can come from a member of Congress or be proposed during an election campaign.
Yeah.
Numbering. Bills are assigned a number in the order they are introduced, starting at the beginning of each Congress. Types. Bills can be public, which affect the general public, or private, which affect individuals or organizations.
Nice.
Process. Bills are debated and amended in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Once both houses agree, the bill is presented to the president for action. Veto.
Yeah, good.
The president has 12 days to sign, approve without signing, or veto a bill.
12.
If the president vetoes the bill, both houses must pass it with a 2/3 vote to override the veto. So that, my friend, is what a bill is.
Wow. That was an early key.
I actually was up late last night thinking about this, how Buffalo is the logo, but it's the name of the city. It's wild. It is.
What do you mean it's the logo?
Like on the side of their helmet, it's a buffalo.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
They're from Buffalo.
Yeah.
So what's Bill? Just like a bunch of guys named William?
Yeah.
Nicknames for William?
Yeah.
Like
it's a shout out to Buffalo Bill.
That would
not again of Silence of the Lambs.
That would be like taking like New England.
Who was Buffalo Bill? Yeah, right. And making
James Gum. That one James Gum.
I don't know.
That was Buffalo Bill. James Gum.
Is that his actual name?
In the film.
Got it. Didn't realize that.
You're looking for James Gum? It's weird. Buffalo. No other city is like that.
I'm talking of William Cody. William Frederick Cody, known as Buffalo Bill, an American soldier, bison hunter, and a showman.
Oh, that guy.
That's what
I thought you were talking about the real guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Buffalo Bills.
Was it a shout out to him?
Do you know what the college name is?
What?
The college.
Oh, yeah. They are the Buffalo. Are they the Bison?
They're the Buffalo Bulls.
Bulls. Thank you. Yes,
Buffalo Bulls.
Yeah.
Which makes like a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills is weird when I'm with this guy. The old, like the mascot, especially the old mascot. Remember their old helmet? It just looked like a boring-ass buffalo.
Yep.
It looked like Oregon Trail buffalo.
Yep.
Then they kind of souped it up in the 90s, put like little horns on it, and they can't like it's kind of charging at you.
And it didn't look very fast.
And they're like, and now! Now it's completely...
Khalil Mack!
Yeah. One of the great Buffalo Bulls.
That's not a key, actually. Yeah. Who's a Buffalo? Who else is a Buffalo Bull?
That's pretty much it.
Khalil Mack,
They did not have many guys.
They must have had more than that.
I think Lamar Sperling is there now. I only know that because my buddy plays as Buffalo in the college football game. Because he's from Buffalo.
I think they had a running back that came
Lamar Sperling might be there now. He's running all over us. He had a good campaign.
I'm efforting.
But no, that is like, it's one of the best questions we've ever been asked on the show.
It really was.
Buffalo Bill, the Buffalo.
Talk about like being ready to go.
No other city.
Oh, my God. Did you shortchange Buffalo for all the players they put in the NFL?
Who else?
KJ Osborne?
No way. Oh, he transferred, though.
Okay.
He went to, like, they drafted him out of the U, though.
Jarrett Patterson?
The quarterback?
The running back.
No. I don't know him. Khalil Mack was a beast. I remember him at Buffalo. They didn't even put Buffalo games on TV because of him.
Malcolm Kuntz?
What?
Charlie Jones?
Stop.
Currently in the NFL right now?
He's playing now?
Well, I don't know how much he's playing. Malcolm Kuntz is on the Raiders.
It's just a big Buffalo.
Charlie Jones is on the Bengals. The Buffalo Bills drafted Drew Haddad. He was out of Buffalo. There you go.
So he went from the Bulls to the Bills? You stay right there and
seventh
round Orchard pick. Park?
A lot of, I'd say, undrafted guys.
Never had to move out of Lancaster?
One of the higher picked Buffalo Bulls of all time. Well, Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Ed Ellis, drafted by the New England Patriots in 1997. Fourth round pick.
I like that.
It's a Pete Carroll special right there is what that was. Bobby Greer.
I remember wanting Tyree Jackson because he was like 7 feet tall and threw the ball a country mile.
Tyree Jackson. Forgot about that guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we'll get to your phone calls coming up.
He was Hoss of the Week.
He would be. You go back and check the archives. That's the Hoss of the Week. Yeah. So reliving stuff here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the keys at 1 o'clock. It's Patriots Friday.
We should relive this one, Jones. Let's
do a few more year in review.
We should play this one, especially on a Friday where we had our Bozo touchdown parlay earlier today. If you missed it, you can check out Jones and Keefe on both Twitter and Instagram for our five-legger this weekend. But people are like, why do you guys still do this? Why do you guys still do this? Well, I'll tell you why we do this.
This is why.
This is exactly why.
You want to do the Bozo touchdown parlay?
Let's do a Bozo touchdown parlay. Let me start. I'm going to go with a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown.
Now Jackson will kick it left side again.
You have to wait for Monday night for mine. One of those doubleheaders, Iowa Zach Moss.
And they're going to hand and Moss will walk it in for the touchdown.
Wow. But I want a Amon Ross St. Brown touchdown.
Goff is looking, throwing, catch made into the end zone. And that's a Lions touchdown to Amon Ross St. Brown.
Give me an Adam Thielen anytime. Wow.
I mean, that's hands down the boldest.
Dalton taking a shot to the end zone. It is caught. Adam Thielen.
And then Terps going Chris Godwin.
And they go the other way to the corner. There is touchdown Godwin.
$10 gets you $1,018.98.
Can you believe it?
Yes, sir.
If you use the boost on it, there are a lot of people who texted in. They made more. So you know what's so funny about that?
Adam Thielen.
I remember we hit on it. Until I heard the names, I didn't remember any of them but my own. I remembered I had Zach Moss at the end on Monday Night Football. Either. But then when Adam Thielen like died on that touchdown catch.
Yeah,
that
was it. IR with a hamstring.
Yeah, like if he didn't catch that and just got hurt and like he was out for a month, it never would have hit.
No, the craziest part of that whole thing really was that four of them hit, including Thielen, and then it came down to Monday Night Football. And not only that, but Jones had Zach Moss, and it came down to like the very end of the game.
It was like the final minute of the game.
Left. It was like
it was that crazy
time.
Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow game on Monday Night Football.
But wasn't it like it didn't even matter?
No,
like you just made it a little bit closer.
Well, it mattered a lot for us, but
we were going nuts.
For the game, it did not matter.
We spent all day talking about whether you cash out or not, and then for those that didn't, you had to wait to the very bitter end of the Monday Night game, and then it won.
And in fact, he probably should have like slid and just run out clock.
Probably.
And that would have been a bad way to lose the Bozo.
And then we were like, this is easy.
Yeah.
We're going to hit this
all week. We started taking some risks after that. Not exactly.
Well, no risk it, no biscuit.
That's true. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
I know we have a Patriots guest scheduled.
Well, this is another one that I think is pretty good because we now have within Grab Bag every day the random baseball player of the day.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you might be wondering,
where'd that come from?
Well, that's the origin of that.
Yeah.
You guys remember how many saves Bobby Thigpen had in 1991?
Ron Karkovice, though?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, Ron Karkovice. Yeah. He was like their second catcher.
Ron Karkovice.
Behind Pudge.
Yeah,
it was a good one.
Ron Karkovice.
I started thinking on the internet the other day.
Ron Karkovice.
It was a photo of Ron Karkovice, and it goes, this is Ron Karkovice, played for the White Sox.
Oh, nice.
He's 23 years old in this photo, even though he looks 45.
Because I'll be on like a text chat with buddies, we just name random athletes, and like that is one that makes you laugh out loud.
That's a good one,
Rod Karkovice. That was the origin.
Now you got a random baseball player every day on the show.
I love it.
How about that? You know, some bits are planned, some are very organic. What can you do?
Hilarious.
So there you go. We'll have the random baseball player later on today. It is Patriots Friday. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Covington, Dietrich Wise, both scheduled to join us. Plus, we already spoiled some of the keys.
We got more.
But we have the full keys
more.
Coming up at 1 o'clock here on Jones and Keefe.